Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
If you've been listening to the show over the last 2 or 3 weeks, you'll know we've been talking to members of the Indian and Pakistani communities living here in Ireland about a spate of recent attacks, physical, verbal, mental attacks on members of both communities, and just the, you know, the harrowing effects of that for people, for their communities and for their families as well. As a result of this, the Ireland India Council have now decided to postpone the India Day celebrations. They're now due to take place a little bit later in the year. And Aditya Kulkarni is from the Indian Communities of Ireland. How do you feel about the celebrations being postponed?
Hi. So, the celebration is being postponed because of the various reasons which is we faced recently from last couple of weeks. India Day celebration is like the India Independence Day, which was achieved in August 15, 1947. And it's not just the Independence Day celebration, but it's just a, you know, courage, struggle for freedoms. And India, you know, everyone might be know India is a land of 28 states and more than 120 major languages, where wide range of faiths and customs, including, you know, we stand together as a one nation. Here in Ireland, basically, we celebrate India Day is like bringing the spirit to life, where Indian community comes together, showcase our heritage, and more importantly, we share it with our loving Irish friends and neighbors. So, to Irish hosts, like to our Irish hosts, we have many Irish hosts in you know, to celebrate Independence Day. So it's unfortunate very that we are like not celebrating, or like even we are planning to celebrate. People are like, you know, interested to celebrate this with the Irish community, but somehow due to the recent incidents and the attacks, we have to, you know, postpone the Independence Day celebration.
Do you feel that it was right to postpone the events? Why not continue with them?
Like in community, we have fear. Community is really feared, and I'm not sure whether people can attain because we are not celebrating. We are just showcasing our culture. You know, most of the participations as well, participants is like really not interested, you know, to perform at this stage. But I would like to mention there is one more India Day event which will be performed in Marion Square, which is performed by one of the other group, Fiki. So the India Day celebration will be that, like, there are two India Independence Day celebration, one in Phoenix Park and one in Marion Square.
Okay.
So Phoenix Park postponed, and the Marion Square, which is still on, and like people are like, might be we are expecting people to, you know, visit Marion Square on Independence Day.
That's
celebration.
Taken. And it is the Phoenix Park celebration. Is that typically the larger of the two?
I really don't measure because we just here, you know, just to showcase our culture and share like bond between India and Ireland. So most of like two of them are like big as well. But yeah, people, it's people's choice whether they can attend Phoenix Park or they can attend Marion Square. Mm.
Damien Lee is with us as well. Damien's the co-chair of the Ireland India Council. I mean, you've been talking to people, Damien, in the past 24 hours or so. How are they feeling about the cancellation, well, postponement of the day?
Well, see, it's a very complex scenario. First of all, the attacks and the antisocial behaviour doesn't just affect the Indian community, it affects the Filipino community, Eastern Europeans, and it affects ourselves, that there has been a gargantuan upsurge. Now, think about it, Andrea. By the way, I love the programme. You're 7,000 or 8,000 miles from home. You're in your early 20s, and you're getting beaten up, intimidated. You're afraid to go on public transport. And then when something does happen, like that horrendous attack in Kilnamana, 20 or 30 teenage youths did it. And 3 weeks on, it appears none of them have been picked up. Now, this gives, you know, justice must be seen to be done. Now, you look at the health service, all our nurses, 55% of all new nurses this year were Indian born. Only 22% were from Ireland. And you think of their families at home. This is all over the Indian media for the last couple of weeks. And there's a sense of fear and concern for their sisters, their daughters, their friends who have come here. And there's no major sense of urgency. Let's stop this. Now, if you think in the early 80s, 42nd Street area in New York was lethal. And Rudy Giuliano and a coalition of traders, local authority equivalent groups, the police, the fire brigade, traders got together and they said, we want a peaceful city centre. Now, I walked up Capel Street yesterday, and let me tell you, I'm 6'3" and a thick neck. You do not feel comfortable in parts of it. The Lewis has become dangerous. I got off the Lewis on a Wednesday 6 weeks ago, and I got mugged. Now, idiot is going to mug a 6'3" guy?
But you, all of these incidents, you think, Damien, you know, it certainly doesn't help the image of our capital city. But I suppose with all of that in mind, and we've heard many of the stories here, you know, from people who've been the victims of attacks and young kids as well. Is it right then to cancel India Day?
Well, it is, because we need something drastic to bring attention to the fact that the complacency that's here is going to impact us across such a broad range of areas. We couldn't survive as an economy at the moment if we didn't have the Indian folk in IT, banking, insurance, never mind healthcare.
Yeah, sure, to collapse, the health service to collapse.
It's a competitive thing. Canada is looking for good English-speaking professionals, Singapore is. Never mind the States. And all of a sudden, if a trend came, it's a highly mobile workforce. Hey, we don't like the risks here. We don't feel when something happens that anything is done. We can go elsewhere. So both from the point of view of the individual, their fear, I mean, their lifetime consequences of being mugged or intimidated.
Yeah.
You think back, if you were as an 18 or 20-year-old, walking down some, say, Pier Street, how long does it stay with you? It's there for life. Mm. You go out, oh my God, this happened.
Okay, so you think we need to take a stand like this? I mean, we're talking about it here today on Lunchtime Live at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you think this is what's needed, Damien? This is the thing that'll highlight
sure
it. Yeah.
I mean, in some countries, my passion is pointing. Yeah. That when you see something going on, everybody turns around and points at the person.
Can I just, before I want to bring in Ardash Shukla in a moment, but just before I let you go, were you okay after the mugging incident yourself, Damien?
Well, I'm not. I have dreadful whiplash. My implants are gone. I had a blood clot. It nearly caused me brain damage.
Oh, God.
And the guy who did this had umpteen convictions. Will get probably 10 or 15 grand in free legal aid if he's ever brought to court. Whereas the victim gets nothing. You take that poor guy in Kilnamana, his medical bills alone, his time off work that was involved, he gets nothing for that. Or if it is, it's nominal. Whereas the 20 or 30 youths, they all get free legal aid. They get a barrister, probably 40, 50 grand worth of free legal aid.
Were you just coming off the Lewis?
And the victim gets nothing.
Were you just getting off the Lewis when it happened, did you say?
Yeah, the guy had been intimidating an elderly couple, one of whom was having radiotherapy in James's. And I said, no, stop. It's a beautiful day. Go and enjoy the sun and leave them alone. I'll kill you. And I said, not on a lovely day like today. You shouldn't go and enjoy the weather. And as I'm walking through the pillars in Houston Station, my head explodes. He's come racing at me from the back in one of these one-punch attacks. And he got me just below the ear in that spot that can kill. And nobody followed him. Nobody did anything. Now, wonderful lady sat with me, a nurse and a doctor came along. But 2 hours, 20 minutes later, no ambulance. Delightful guards came after an hour and 15 minutes. And they eventually put me in the Garda van and took me up for CAT scans. And
so you were two hours sitting there?
2 hours, 20 minutes before, and no ambulance had come. So the guards come on. Even though we shouldn't move you, we're going to.
Well, sure, this was in the middle of Houston, outside near Houston Station, was the issue?
That's right. It was a busy evening now.
Evening time.
Yeah.
So, my God, that's sorry to hear that, Damien. It's just unbelievable.
I have a thick neck, as everybody knows.
I know, but you're very lucky, by all accounts.
If you then take a vulnerable person 7,000 miles from home and they're attacked and they're mugged, we need to show that we care and that there's urgent both care for the victim at the time and some consequence, be it parental responsibility, some element of income should be immediately taken for a compensation fund for the victim.
Right.
Whether they're lawyers or on welfare. And I think we got to consider, Andrea, even though in principle I wouldn't have been in favour of it, facial recognition cameras.
Okay, that might be maybe a way to address this. Well, just on that, Damien, and thanks, Damien, for sharing your story. And as I said, I'm sorry to hear about what happened to you. Ardaish Shukla is with me. Ardaish is the brand owner of Delhi to Dublin. What was your reaction when you heard about the India Day celebrations being postponed?
Hi, to be honest, didn't come as a surprise for me. I think when I heard about that, the first thing that clicked into my mind is Indian community is a bit of a sensitive community, I would say. And back at home as well, when something bad happens in the family, let's say someone passes away and there's a big shock to the family, usually as a tradition, you know, what we do is for a year, we'll stop all the celebrations and stuff. So I think in a sense, we reflect the same for kind of postponing the India festival, just to be standing in solidarity and with support to the victims and the families, because it's a bit of a shock. You know, the way things have been turning up recently and all over the news, you can see every day you open the news, social media, it's all over the place. Every day you might end up seeing two or three new incidents. It's a bit of a shock. And I would say all of us at home here back in India, a lot of our friends who live in Dublin, Ireland, they are very, very scared, afraid even to walk out for usual daily stuff, maybe just to get groceries. We have to have a discussion. Is it the right time to go? Is it a safe place to go? And this, in this sense, you know, it's not a good feeling to be staying at.
No.
I'll be honest, we have stopped going out into the parks. We have I think we haven't had a walk in the park for the last 2 years.
2 years, Ardaish?
Yeah. That's the case. Because you see these kind of things happening, and we have been in the center of one of those incidents ourselves, maybe 1.5 years. So we were just walking down the park, and there's this group of young kids. They stick around the park most of the times. And you know what? We were so cautious that still, even on that day, it was a sunny day. We knew that the park is a bit full. There was these community games going on. And so there's a lot of families with dogs walking their kids and everything. And still, you know, these kids, they can clearly identify that these are the usuals, the locals who live around. But they could identify us as someone who is not from this country. And they started coming, you know, following us, using bad words. They kept following us. And then at the end, when we didn't respond anything, because that's what we usually do, we don't have any other option with us. They just started throwing pebbles and you know, the apples that are falling from the tree.
Mm.
And one of that hit my mom's head. And then, you know, we just walked off. And it is so frustrating because I went down to the guard station. You complain to them and all they say is, oh, I'm sorry about that. I've never heard something like this before. And I was shocked because I have heard all of the guys, you know, having issues with these young kids in and around the area mostly. And especially we recently started a new place in the Priory Market in Tala. And the first incident that happened was in Tala. And I was shocked because all of the staff members are Indians and they live in and around the area. Sometimes they finish their shift at late at night, something like 10:30 or something like that. And then they're going back home. I'm so afraid to, you know, having them work for a late shift. We even have started dropping them back at home because I'm not confident. I'm dropping one of my team members in Lucan. There's one living in Tala themselves. So I dropped them down back at home because that's how afraid we are. And the thing is, the sad thing is we don't see any kind of actual change, you know, work being done towards the victims.
Okay.
and the guys who have been, you know, hurt or who have faced these issues. Even yesterday, I was just going through Facebook and one of my friends again had a similar issue. He was driving around near the N7 roundabout and a group of 13 guys, they started throwing stones onto the car. And he had 7-year-old daughter, 7-month-old daughter inside the car. And he was so afraid now. I'm pretty sure he'll be the same as me. He'll think twice before leaving his home just to get groceries.
Which is unbelievable to think that people are just staying, you know, inside for these reasons. I just want to bring in Ardish, and thank you for getting in touch with us and joining us today. Rahul Bedi is with me on the line. Rahul's a journalist based in New Delhi in India. I mean, what's the reaction there to the attacks and the media coverage, Rahul, of the attacks here in Ireland in recent weeks?
Well, there's a great amount of disappointment over what actually took place, the violence, the abuse, not only for the Indian but also the Pakistani communities. Does India really considered Ireland a fairly liberal place? But let me say that these attacks on Indians and Pakistanis are going across the Western world, not only in Ireland, but they're taking place in the UK, they're taking place in the US, they're taking place across Europe. And it is basically and fundamentally an economic problem because Indians are, like in Ireland, they're IT professionals, they're nursing professionals, they're medical professionals, and they are doing high-end jobs. And that is resented by the locals who feel that the Indians are coming in from the outside or the Pakistanis are coming in from the outside and taking over their jobs and taking over their livelihoods. So there's a huge groundswell of resentment that's building up against the Indian community. And it's not only peculiar to Ireland.
Are you seeing this across other parts of Europe as well? I mean, I know the embassies here have even been reacting to this in recent weeks, given the incidents that have happened in Ireland.
Yes, in fact, every so often there's a shooting in the U.S. Because, you know, Indian, the Sikhs of India wear turbans, and as do the Taliban's followers. So there's been, over the last few years, in fact, there's been a number of shootings where the shooters have mistaken Sikh for somebody who's a Taliban. So, you know, these kind of incidents are growing in numbers. Okay. And as I said, you know, the Indians are high-end immigrants who are skilled workers either in IT or in the banking sector or in the educational sector. And they are taking jobs which locals feel are rightfully theirs. And they're also a well-off community.
Yes.
Again, causes resentment.
Thank you for joining us today. Rahul Bedi is a journalist based in New Delhi. Sarah's with me on the line here. You're from Pakistan, Sarah. How important do you think these celebrations are for the community?
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
My name is Sarah. I'm from Pakistan, and it's very upsetting to know about the cancellation of these events, these cultural celebrations. Indeed, they are very important for us as I'm from Pakistan, and I have been living here for many years, and my three kids were all born here. So as they have grown up here, I make it a point to celebrate all the festivals of keeping them connected to their roots so they know who they are, where
yeah.
they come from, and can maintain a strong connection with their family back home. And same, like in Ireland. Ireland itself has a very rich culture, and I'm so glad my kids also get to experience Irish traditions and celebrations.
Mm.
And I always take them to enjoy the parades on Ireland's national days, like St. Patrick's Days and all. And it's important for them to learn about the country they live in just as much as the country we come from. But it's very upsetting, like because of these anti-immigrant incidents, these celebrations have been postponed.
Do you think they should have went ahead?
Sorry?
Do you think they should have gone ahead? Should they go ahead?
I know, like it's because of safety concerns, but I think I'm just explaining that these are very important to us. These events are not just about fun. Like we it's just about passing our values on to the next generation.
I know, yeah.
And I think like these type of celebrations often become multicultural festivals. They are a very good learning experience for others as well. Like even though they originate from specific countries, they bring together people from different backgrounds. When our kids see these different flags, in my opinion, like when they see different flags, languages, traditional clothes and food side by side, I think they learn something very powerful.
Faizan is with us as well from Pakistan. How are you keeping since we last spoke?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you? Good.
I'm good, thanks. First of all, thanks to you and the whole news and our team as well. I think in the last week or two, perhaps, I think this is the fourth time I'm listening to this discussion on the channel and overall. So that we all really appreciate that, first of all. Secondly, I was listening to other people who were there who were talking. I think they all said absolutely correct things. And I was also reading from the Deputy Prime Minister, and he said, I think the day before yesterday, and I think he said all the right things about what should be done and everything. And I think, and I want to really make a point here that apart from everything else, I think most of the frustration is coming not from these attacks by themselves. Of course, there is, but I think the major chunk of it is from the response people are getting. I think I mentioned this before. There's no major city on the planet where there is no crime and things like these.
Yeah.
They do happen. But I think that most of the frustration is coming from the response people get, what they hear from God, and what happened. I think you asked me last time perhaps about Australia, and I said, no, I never heard anything about that there. And I don't know. A few days later, I read this news on ABC about a similar thing happened to an Indian student, and it was pretty bad as well. But there were two key differences there, Andrea. First is the whole incident was exclusively reported on the ABC. That's, I think, RTE equivalent of Australia.
Yeah.
There was a whole article about it. And the second thing, by the time I was reading the news report, three people have already been arrested for that incident. I think, look, this is something what makes difference. If there is arrest, there is accountability, there is some action.
Yeah, well, I know now in some of these incidents the guards have said that they are investigating. But just maybe briefly, Faizan, do you agree with the decision to postpone the celebration?
Well, yeah, I think they said it's probably not security, but it's symbolic. And I think this is very important because the purpose of my email and what a lot of people are saying, it's about highlighting the issue, getting the attention it deserves.
Well, we've certainly been, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's one thing that has definitely happened, I think, over the course of the past 2 or 3 weeks. And it's unfortunate that it was off the back of, you know, very serious incidents and attacks. But we definitely are talking about it an awful lot more in recent days. Faizan, listen, thank you for getting in touch with us again. Sarah Ardash there as well. Damien Nee is the co-chair of the Ireland India Council. Rahul and Aditya, really appreciate your time. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.